equipment.
Anything's possible. Thank you, Don. Don Landry back next hour on Metro Morning, 7:45 on CBC Radio 1. Our approach to mental health can be piecemeal, a bit uncoordinated, the results often mixed as well. This week, we've heard from a number of people about their experiences in dealing with mental health emergencies in the city. During our series, Wake Up Call, on the front lines of mental illness, we've heard from mental health advocates, the police, who are often called in to help, and from those at the center of it all, the mentally ill. To draw together some of the threads in our series, I'm joined by Dr. Kwame McKenzie. He is a psychiatrist with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health here in Toronto, with me in studio. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Matt.
We began this as a way of looking at a number of the recent events between police and the mentally ill on the streets, and what happens in those first moments of contact. I'm wondering why those moments of contact, from your perspective, can be such a problem.
Well, I'd like to start really thanking Metro Morning and yourself for focusing on this issue. This is an issue that's been out of the in the shadows for too long, and it's good to get it out of the shadows. I think that the police, from some of the testimony that we've heard this week, say, for instance, Linda Chamberlain, I think on Wednesday, was talking about how the humanity of a policeman changed the trajectory of a mental health problem and got her into housing and got her on the road to recovery. I think the police can be seen to be doing a good job. The question is whether that's the job we really want them to do, and whether people with better training in mental health shouldn't be the front line rather than the police. And all too often at the moment, it is the police who are doing this job, when really we want them to be doing other things.
You trace that back. Where could we, if you look at the ground level, where could we start in terms of ensuring that the services are there so that police aren't thrown into that frontline responder role, a role that, as we heard yesterday, they're training to be in, but is so unpredictable that perhaps the results aren't as optimal as we'd like?
Well, we have to think about the fact that some people are saying at the moment our mental health service in Toronto is broken, that it is too fragmented, that people don't know where to find help, and so people don't get help early. We know that when people get help early, they're less distressed, there's less likely to be incidents of violence, and the police are less likely to be called upon. So the question is, why haven't we organized the services in a way that people know where to get help and when to get help? And that's really the work that we need to do.
Is part of that disorganization not connecting the dots and looking at the connection between things like homelessness and mental illness?
I think it's not collecting the dots in a number of ways. If you've got a broken system, what tends to happen is the people who are most marginalized fall through the cracks. Mm. And that's what we've got at the moment. We've actually, when we go through it, and there's a website called Connect Ontario, and there's also 211 Ontario, that have the information on how to find mental health services in Toronto, but people don't know that these websites or these phone lines exist, and consequently don't know where to find help. People become more and more distressed, people don't know what to do, and then the police get called in, and the police get called in at a time where people are most distressed and actually in most need of mental health care by trained professionals, rather than crisis care by the police.
And that's what the police officer that we spoke with yesterday, the deputy chief, said, that this is really a social issue and a health issue. It's not a matter for law enforcement, although it ends up becoming a matter for law enforcement.
I think he's completely right.
One of the things that you do a lot of work in is connecting culture with issues of mental illness. How big of an issue in this city is culture?
Well, 52% of the population of Toronto was born in Canada. And if you look at the people who were born in Canada but whose parents weren't born in Canada, it moves up to about 78%. Mm. So we're a very diverse city. We have people who are immigrants. We have people who are from ethnocultural groups who've been in Canada for some time. We have racialized groups who've been here for time but feel marginalized. And we have refugee groups. And you can imagine that all of those groups have different issues with regards to mental health. Just say, for instance, linking it to the crisis response. If you happen to be a refugee who's left a war-torn country, if you have been persecuted by the police when in your country of origin, and you come to Canada and you find it difficult to to get along, you develop anxiety or depression or maybe flashbacks to the torture that you've had before. Would you be reluctant to see the police as the first line in your first people you see when you have a mental health problem? Mm-hmm. Of course. And we know that early treatment leads to better outcome. So anything we can do to make it easy for people to get treatment and to decrease the reluctance that people have to getting mental health treatment is going to be important to, you know, the long-term outcome.
We have just a few seconds left. The tone that came out of the conversations that we've had this week is an optimistic one, recognizing the problem, but also suggesting that people are moving in the right direction. Do you share that optimism?
I am very optimistic. You don't work at mental health services without being optimistic. But the question is how we can change that optimism into action. Optimism's fine, but I'm a pragmatist. I want to know how we can turn that into some fundamental change in the way we run our services so that people don't fall through the cracks and so that people get the care they need early.
Glad to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Kwame Kenzie is with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, professor at the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Toronto, talking as part of our week-long series, Wake Up Call, on the front lines of mental illness. Other segments of that series available on the website, cbc.ca/metromorning. Here's Jim.
Still have the clothes.